Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh 203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We've talked about dreams.
We've talked about courses
that aren't credited. We've talked about exam anxiety. We've spoken to Milky Daniel. He's going to call back later. We analysed Milky Daniel's dreams.
I mean, his reality is already quite... So what was his dream?
That someone was stealing the book that he writes all his dreams in. Well, it's obviously it's all about identity,
right?
And creativity.
Yeah.
He doesn't actually have a book that he writes dreams in.
Oh.
But he was.
Well, maybe he should.
Pete says, I'm happy to tell you which mods I think should be purged. Mm. We're going to get rid of the grasses first. Yes. The grass is always greener.
Excuse me, could you get out of my light, please?
Rick Silafing says, I'm really salty for pointing something out. Then he tried again. I'm really sorry for points something out. Do you want to try a third time?
Shall I point something out?
Do you want to try a third time?
I won't be sorry.
Because the third time lucky, I say. Third time lucky.
Or lucky.
That's what I say. Licky, lucky. What are
you
saying?
You can knit spell.
I'm really... Here we go. I'm really for pointing something out. You really are. You really are for pointing something
out. Totally. I was thinking you really.
You're a big fan of pointing something out. Want to give it a fourth go? If you don't get it right the fourth go, and I'm talking about apostrophes, you're banned. Ooh, now the pressure's on!
And also, you've got to guess how he's spelling your as in your band.
Yeah.
Because I bet you don't know.
There we go. Let's see. Brooksy Liffin, you've got to get this one right. Everything has to be right. A palling spelling. You're absolutely right, Remy, yes. There we go. Impossible, I believe in you, Rixie Liffin. Here we go. I'm really sorry for pointing
We
have
out.
To say good evening to you, and we say good evening, and we say tutty bye. We say good evening, and we say tutty bye. We had a lovely whisper. So we had some whispers from our friends. All music considered. Anything you need from us, do not hesitate to let us know. We are still learning the path. And then the filthy MZ plays. Ian and Kath. Thank you so damn much for that raid. You guys, she got her boobs out last night.
She did.
You guys are out of control.
Everyone.
I'm so close to partner application. You have helped me so much. I'm thankful a million times over. Your community is so awesome. I can't even. Outrageous.
She can, though.
She did.
She can even.
She will. Mm-hmm. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. It's the only phone-in show on Twitch. That's it. It's the only phone-in show.
It's the only one, and there's probably a really good reason for that.
What are you talking about? Anything you want. Please don't look at that. What are you talking about? Anything you want to talk about. It's heavy, light, big, small. You can do whatever you want. I haven't got any best bits from Bezic last night, as I kind of fell asleep.
I think we should play MZ.
I played it, but I will play it again.
You played it without me?
Yeah, I did a really good show without you. I don't drop my standards when you're not here. If anything, au contraire.
No one likes decaf.
Gatford.
Hello.
Yes, what do you want?
Good evening.
good evening. I just realised that you could do a feature on coffee and call it decaf.
You just said decaf, didn't you?
He's doing that thing where a woman has an idea and then the man has the same idea.
Can I just say, we've made 15,507 followers. This is great. I'm starting to get depressed that we're not going to make the million in 25 days.
I'm concerned that we might be shooting for the moon and not even getting the stars. We might not even be breaking the sound barrier.
I'm disappointed. I think that maybe the follow bar has scared people off.
Yeah.
I think the follow bar...
Why don't you shut your fucking mouth,
you nosy piece of trash? Why the hell don't you shut up? Keep your nose out of it. None of your goddamn freaking business.
Thought I might tell you about my dial-up situation today.
Oh yeah, go on.
Yeah. So
I overreacted. I'd like to apologise to the fans. Is he listening to us? He's like a caller to Bezic. I'd like to apologise to the fans there for that. That was unnecessary. You saw the dark side. You saw the dark side of Ian Lee. I don't mean that. I mean you saw the dark emotional side of me, and that side is there. I'm a human being. You look up to me. Shut your face. There it was again. I can't control it. It's there. I'm just a man. It doesn't work. I'm just a human being.
Yeah.
Why does my Stream Deck not work sometimes? That's the question on everybody's lips. It's going to work now.
Let's hope 30 people in the chat give you some advice.
Okay.
Listen, I wouldn't take it to heart. I hear it happens to quite a lot of men. And it's nothing to worry about.
Listen, this is why I want the Pfizer vaccine, because I've been a fan of their products for many, many years.
I see what you're saying there.
Mum's getting the vaccine tomorrow.
Can you get it over the counter?
Depends how many you take.
Thank you very much indeed. There we go. Good luck to your mum. Hope she's well. I hope she's...
Yeah, she's good. She's actually looking forward to it.
Good. Well, good. She should be.
I know. It sounds silly, but she's quite excited. So.
I was thinking about how I would feel when I have it eventually. We're all going to get an injection this year. We're all going to get an injection.
Because quite often when I get a jab, I get a dead arm. So I'm probably going to knock one out with that arm.
That isn't where my train of thought went. What a beautiful moment.
Be like that.
But obviously...
Yeah, so that's where I'm going.
Beautiful moments are different to everybody.
Yep. You got to make beauty... Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Well,
my
don't get
eye
in your eye,
is very,
God.
Very, very beautiful.
No, don't get it.
Very beautiful. Blind.
I forgot my sister's in the chat. She's okay. Yeah. Ixnay on the astubation way. Ixnay on the anchor way. Gafford, did we get to the point of this? I'm going to be honest. Tedious, slow call.
Dial up. Discuss.
So it feels like this call is as slow as 56.
Mark 79's got a good point. You'll get thrown out of the surgery.
There's an image.
Mark 79. He's the right one.
He's my new favourite chat. Dial up. So, like most things, the internet appears to have been invaded by people who appear to be a little bit horny. So,
we had a horny chat.
What sounded like a young Indian gentleman who was trying to tell me about his dating profile today.
Oh, I would have loved that. I had another two calls and I didn't know. Hello, can you hear us when we're talking? Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Not very well. Do you want me to try Skype?
I think we're set to the right thing. I did change it. Yeah, we're set to the right. Yeah, we are automatically adjust microphone. All right. How about if I do that, can you hear us better now?
Hold on. If I speak, you try and speak now.
No, I'm speaking. Yep. Can you hear us?
I can now, yes.
Get lost.
Oh.
He's the only person. He's so rude.
I don't think he is rude. I think he couldn't hear us, literally.
Huh?
So, dial up. You didn't pick up?
I didn't pick up. I can't. I'm too scared.
Well, delete it.
I'll do it tomorrow. I haven't got the kids tomorrow, so tomorrow I can be anybody I want. I can be a playboy. I can be a priest. I can be absolutely anybody.
A policeman, can't
I
you,
could
Mr.
be a
Ben?
Copper. Hello. Hey, Plums is in the chat. Big up yourself, Plums. Big up yourself, Plums.
Oh dear.
That was a big one. How many cats at cat litter costs, guys? Are now costing £20 a week. They just won't go out. Any advice? If you
put the litter tray down, they won't go to the toilet outside. If you don't put the litter tray down or you start putting it outside, they'll start going outside. You've got to teach them.
Or they might dump on the floor.
Big up yourself, Plums. Plums, can you come near the phone, please, my brother?
Hello?
Hello there.
Hi, how was your day today?
Absolutely wonderful. I learned, I studied in the...
How was yours?
Okay.
It was all right. It was all right.
Is this
on? How was yours, Mr. Plumworth?
Pardon?
How was yours?
Yeah, it was good. Just had a bit of online school. And then, just chilling on Fortnite with my mates. But yeah, as long as all your day went well, that's good. And I'll be in chat tomorrow.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Plums. That's my man, Plums. Can people actually hear me, or is there genuinely a problem?
This helmet might be affecting your authority.
Yeah. Plums is less shouty than I imagine, says Pete, who's had beef with Plums in the past. Michael!
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm scared to answer it in case you just start talking over me.
I won't talk over you. Well, I'll try not talk over you.
Okay. The hiss, by the way, is anyone else getting a hiss, says Gatford? That's my dishwasher. That's the actually
I'm just
the dishwasher.
Have to deal with it, because those dishes ain't going to wash them. Well, they are, actually.
But yeah, without you getting interrupted, how's your day been?
Oh, she interrupts me now.
I had a decent amount of sleep, which is always a little bonus.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I got a little doze upstairs.
I stayed in my pyjamas till about 3. I insisted that the kids accompany me to go and pump my tyres up so I didn't have to do it in the dark. I feel like I'm winning at life. How about you, Michael Gibson?
I'm fantastic. I'm still asleep with one eye open after the Harry Potter quiz yesterday, but apart from that, I'm okay. I did appalling at that. Like, I'm supposed to be a Harry Potter fan, and I did appalling, so I am sorry.
It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing.
It actually was a bit embarrassing, because I thought I knew a lot more than I did.
I don't know anything.
But apparently not. Didn't even
Do you think
know.
you might be shunned by the rest of the... I'm going to guess you are a... Hufflepuff.
No,
this guy's more like a muggle. This guy's virtually a muggle.
Don't be rude now. What are you, Michael?
I'm a Gryffindor, according to Pottermore. I'm a Gryffindor.
Haven't seen you in the meetings, that's all. Haven't seen you in the meetings, and now it all makes sense why.
Yeah, I've skipped quite a few, obviously. but no, I'm glad you're both doing well, and... I just joined when you were talking about the local newspapers and stuff with yourself, Catherine. And yeah, I myself, like I spoke yesterday, said that I did online education, but I kind of fell into that by mistake because I did a media and communication degree.
Right.
Now I'm kind of just in the same position that with a lot of graduates, that even with a local newspaper, you're needing to do. Because that media and communication for the course, you didn't learn shorthand. That was only really for journalism. So you're kind of having to learn that or do a course. Whereas when you said earlier on that you learned kind of that on the job,
yeah.
You're not really given that opportunity.
Well, I didn't, because I did broadcast journalism as a postgraduate diploma. But I think, yeah, if you're going to newspapers, that's what happens. Although I do wonder whether... there are more opportunities now at national newspapers for younger people because they've got such a massive online presence now. I do wonder, but I also wonder how much fun that is. I mean, the fun was going out and reporting. The fun was going and sitting in the court, you know, and listening to all the speed tickets and then something juicy coming up. You know, the fun was going and interviewing people in their houses and, you know, it's not the same sitting in front of a computer and, like, churning out press releases or...
Yeah,
or going through, trawling through Twitch on Twitter. That's what they tend to do, isn't it now?
It's like, three people complain about a TV programme.
There was a Twitter storm, you know.
Today on social media, as viewers complained. There's all that stuff. Very quickly, Oxo2Toxo says, Ian, I was the VT op on Rise. Hope you are well. I am really well. And as I say to everyone I meet when I meet someone who worked on Rise, I'm sorry. I hope I was insane. I was insane during Rise. I was insane. I was taking a lot of drugs. I was mentally very, very unstable. I was filled with fear and with arrogance. And if I was in any way rude or dismissive to you, I apologise.
I suspect the fact that they're letting onto you in the chat means that they
don't dislike you. They want something. You know, and we'll see. We'll see. I'm sure they exactly.
But at least you can look back and admit that you acted like that, and you're looking back and you've been apologetic. So
Rise. Oh God, yeah, no, totally. Rise was all was the height of my professional insanity, and yeah,
I don't know about it.
It was a TV show, the breakfast show that bombed, but I was getting paid a lot of money, which meant that I was able to buy a lot of cocaine, and I was unfaithful to my partner. I was taking a lot of drugs. I was unprofessional. I was arrogant. I was rude. I bought into all that bullshit. One of my favourite TV moments is If This Then What was Ian stopping Rise for 5 minutes to quiz Kate Lawler about why she had never heard of Robin Hood. I don't remember it, but that sounds funny.
I like Kate Lawler very much.
She's good, isn't she? She's fab.
Was that born when Rise was about?
94. Shut up, man. Yes, of course you were. I didn't start, working until 98, for crying out loud. Rise was 2003, I think.
Oh, right, okay.
All right, Michael. Thank you. I'm going to cut you off. Goodbye. 0203 2866.
Apparently, Kate Lawler's in labour. So let's all send.
Is she? Oh, good for her.
Yeah, I knew she was pregnant, but I didn't realise then.
Oh, I don't know. She didn't tell me. I don't really see Kate very often. We'd see her occasionally when we worked at that place because she was in the same building. And I WhatsApp her from time to time, but obviously not within the last 9 months. Or maybe... Oh, no, I did because she was doing a podcast about parenting, I think. And she asked me to be on it, and I very politely... Matty's done a joke there, which I'm not even going to read out. And I politely declined to be in it. So I did know that. Yes, I did know that. There we go. That's fine. Is this going to work? Yes, it works. 0203. Did you convince Kate Lawler that Flip Flop was the capital of China? That rings a bell. The worst trouble we got in. Actually, the worst trouble we got in on Rise was we'd been to see Matrix 2 or 3. I don't remember. The boring one. And she, and we said, when we had to, that we had interviewed, she interviewed Keanu and I interviewed like the twins or something. And then we came back from the package and went, anyway, I didn't think it was that good. She dies at the end. Right. Film hadn't even come out yet.
Okay.
And then there was a week when I was away and I was in New York. And it was the one time I'd had like a, I've told you about this. I was going out with someone, but there was a contestant on from Pop Idol or something who popped up in my timeline recently.
Yeah.
And I fancied her, and I would say I was insane and I was arrogant and I was on drugs. And so I had said to another contestant on Pop Idol, could you give her my phone number? Insane, awful way to behave. And I went to New York for a week off to try and calm down from drugs, basically. And that story broke. Story. It was a page in the Bizarre column.
Right.
When I was out, when I was in New York. Awful. But also what happened when I was in New York, or maybe it was when I was on holiday and there was no need for me to actually tell that story. Kate had said, when Dougie was hosting, Kate had said, well, the thing about Hitler was he was a great leader, right? And there was a huge furore. Now, what she, I get what she meant. She meant he was a very charismatic, powerful,
persuasive person.
Hitler was a great leader, in as much as he was great at leading people. He got a whole country and more people to buy into his racist, violent philosophy and think that the German people were better than everyone else. That is great leadership. But she didn't have the skill or the vocabulary to explain it like that. And the papers wouldn't even cared. So they made it out that she was a Nazi and thought his policies were great. And it was funny. It was funny.
I mean, the least Nazi person you're ever going to meet.
It was funny. We missed a couple of calls. Let's try this one first. The only phoning show on Twitch, guys. The only... There's that buzz again. It's a cable. That's all it is. All it is a cable on a power lead. It's run over my tootsies.
Hello.
Hello,
who's that?
You rang us. You're on the late night alternative.
Yeah, I know. I'm joking. Hi, Catherine. Hi, Ian.
Good joke.
I wouldn't open with it. How you doing?
You all right, guys?
What you got?
How are you both doing? You both all right? Coping well in this current situation?
We're all right, yeah.
We're all right.
We're here.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ian, I think you're one of my favourite underrated UK TV presenters. I remember watching you on the 11 o'clock show.
Thank you very much indeed. I remember you watching me on the 11 o'clock show.
Yeah, it's the only reason you were doing it, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was doing it for this guy.
Legend. Also, I was just wondering if you're still into your retro games.
Oh, you asked that in the chat. Yeah, I'm big into my retro games. And now that we have this new camera, thank you so much to everyone who donated. I at some point I'm going to set it up in the other room and maybe stream some Dreamcast and some N64. That's a plan. I love it. What retro games? Is it me? Mm-hmm. What retro games are you into?
Personally, I would say Mega Drive and Master System.
Okay,
my two go-tos.
I find those, they're a little bit early for me. I find them a little bit, I find playing them a little bit dull, but I do get pleasure watching other people play them. Yes. Cool. All right.
Nice one. Thanks for talking to me, guys.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for calling in. Nice one. Thank you very much indeed.
Bye.
Milky Daniels called in.
Again?
Yeah. Well, he said he wants to
talk
to you.
Maybe he's found his book. He wants to talk to me. Why does he want to talk to me?
One of the favourite underrated TV presenters. Who are the others?
Hello?
Daniel. So what's this about you dreaming about people stealing your magic dream book?
Yeah. That was an interesting dream. But the thing is, I would like to talk about the X-Prize.
The X-Prize what?
XPRIZE.org, you know, the X-Prize.
Hmm?
Yeah, so basically the richest man in the world, Elon Musk, the guy that owns Tesla.
He's confusing Ellen DeGeneres with Elon Musk.
Imagine the pure evil.
The Starlink, all these billion-dollar companies. He's now the richest man in the world, Elon Musk, right?
Yeah.
So he's locking $100 million for prizes for people that develop the best technology to suck carbon out of the atmosphere.
To do what? To carbon
out? He said suck.
Okay, thank you.
To sequestrate carbon out of the atmosphere and store it in a safe place.
Let me guess, you have an invention for that?
No, actually, Bill Gates has a blog, and I was sending in message, you should give $1 million a year for the best innovation with the carbon.
Something's going on out there.
And then this was just a few months ago, and then Elon Musk just said, no, it's not the best innovation in carbon, it's the best innovation in capturing carbon from the atmosphere. He just blocked $100 million for it. And the X Prize also has another prize that is going to be given in a few years' time, I think, 2024 or something.
Uh-huh.
They have a timeline. They have a timeline on their website, xorg.com. Mm-hmm. No, xprize.org.
Yep.
And this prize is for the best robot that can be remote controlled in a radius of 1,000 miles.
A rowboat?
So you it's for the best robot.
Yep, can I like
be
a robot.
Remote controlled in a radius of 1,000 miles.
Right. Why do you want to be able to row 1,000 miles away?
Because if it is farther away, if you get latency, like lagging. But within 1,000 miles, mm-hmm. like. You can be cutting someone's hair with a remote
with
controlled
a
robot.
A robot.
Or you can be put in scaffolding. scaffolding.
Well, I'd rather someone was putting scaffolding up that was there and paying attention. No? I think some things need close
you
attention.
The remote control robot doing like little things while you are cooking. They could be watering the floor.
You can already do that.
26% of Americans, Milky Daniel, and according to a survey that some shitty press agency keep sending me, and I get these like three or four emails saying, "Would you like a guest about this shitty survey?"
Not mocking his accent. I was trying to work out what he was talking about. It was quite a complicated story.
Nosh Munch, get stuffed. Shut up, Matt. All right, okay. And it's at the end of these emails, it says, if you want to unsubscribe, and I click unsubscribe all the freaking time, and they never unsubscribe. Anyway, 27% of Americans would have it off with a robot. Would you have sex with a robot, Daniel? Have you had sex with a robot?
No, not true. I've tried some toys, but not really. Very pleasant, no.
It wasn't pleasant. And that is the thing about sex, is it should be pleasant, at least.
I think you need to be an expert in finding the right toys. Like, I didn't try that much.
What toys? I mean, like Big Truck? Big Track? Simon?
There's one that's like a glove.
Okay. I don't think we should be probing this.
Do you remember there was a toy? There was a toy, and it wasn't the Evel Knievel stunt bike, but it was a motorbike, and you wore a silver glove, right, metal glove, mm-hmm. and you held the side of it, and your fingers charged up this motorbike. So you held it, like, for about 30 seconds, and then you let it go, and it would go, right? Why the fuck aren't we using... Excuse me, sorry, because I'm so passionate about this. Why aren't we using that as a renewable... energy? Why can't I get these metal gloves to, I don't know, drive my car or turn my TV on or whatever? Why are we not utilizing this? Is a toy. This is about 1977,
right?
We have the satellites. We should use GPS tracking for everything.
Well, no, that wasn't what he was saying, Daniel. My suspicion is that technology is too powerful and it would undermine the petrochemicals industry, which, of course, we know is king at the moment. And so if we were using magic gloves to make things go, you know, BP, Shell, they'd all be worried. That's why.
Freedom
silenced.
101 says, I bought a sex machine for doing cams. Lol. Now, if you'd have given that sentence to someone even 10 years ago, they'd be like, what? I don't understand any of this. I'm assuming... What's a sex machine? Not like a bot.
I imagine there are various applications.
I think those things are so romantic.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's not a love machine.
You can have some underwear pants.
Okay, let's not...
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, Daniel, thank you. We missed a call. Did he say underwear pants?
Yes.
Okay, we missed a call here.
A large number of simultaneous calls. We are unable to connect.
Why did she say simultaneous in a British accent? Let's try this one.
Welcome to the EE voicemail.
Oh, they're calling.
They're already ringing. We jumped the gun.
Hello there, caller.
Goodbye, caller. I miss you so.
Welcome to the EE voicemail.
What is your beef? Frida Wallace.
This is going to be a call about the machine.
Okay, let's...
I think we should proceed with caution. Careful,
proceed with caution, and we certainly do not want any imagery. We are so close to never working again in this town. Maybe she's busy. She's otherwise engaged.
I think perhaps it's for the best.
Oh, God, and now I haven't got my glasses on. And on Skype, it says the name, and then there's a little message underneath. And I thought it's, without my glasses, I thought it said always wanking.
Always watching.
0203 286-6370 is the telephone number. This is the only phoning show on Twitch. How do you want to support us? Well, you could subscribe. There's several ways. Drop us a follow. I'm really disheartened. I don't think we're going to get to the million followers that this I was week. 25 days to go. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to happen. But if you can't, drop us a follow. Then subscribe if you can. If you've got Amazon Prime, go to gaming.amazon.com. Gaming.amazon.com. You can link your Amazon Prime with your Twitch. And you can subscribe to us for free. Or you can do a tier one, tier two, tier three. Tier threes, get invited to a lunch. One very quick little side note. If you are a patron, £16 and above, I've sent out your invitations for lunch tomorrow and dinner on Saturday. You're very welcome.
I might be able to fit you in, yes.
Well, and then maybe you'll increase your support. And you can tell these people, if you are a patron, £16 or above, you are invited to lunch tomorrow or dinner on Zoom. Patreon.com/IanLee.
I need to big someone up in the chat.
Go on.
44DMH, just been listening to you both on the Keith and the Girl Marathon podcast and came to find you.
Hey,
here.
Nice
welcome.
One.
Welcome,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That is lovely. Player Well Known is coming on Saturday for Din.
Bring dinner, though, because otherwise it just ends up being like a monkey at the zoo.
Last time it was just me eating. It was the weirdest thing. Look at this low pixel quality. What is going on? On,
you've got a
David.
You've got a Mr. Yin Yang.
Hi, guys.
Mm.
Yeah, I think slow internet tonight. Taking it back a bit, because I think it's safer after the last conversation.
Thank you.
I was having a chat with my friend who is now a counsellor. She works freelance, does 20-odd clients a week, and she didn't have an accredited course, and says the exam, as you call it, wasn't really an exam, and not to worry about it.
But she is a professional at making people feel better, so she might just be doing
well,
the
No,
doing
you
the
don't lie
thing
to people.
Yeah,
you don't
did.
Lie. Counsellors don't say, just go
be,
and say...
It'll be fine.
No, don't worry, you're not ugly. You're really beautiful to ugly. It's not how it works. I trust Dave's friend. I buy into this.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave. Anything else?
Yeah.
Are you downloading something?
She's not really. You're breaking up.
We're breaking up. What is going on with his line?
I think his mum's on the phone.
You remember that? Mum! I never lived with my mum when I had the internet, so it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fiction.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello.
Let's try
Yellow.
Again. Go on, Catherine.
Yellow.
Oh, yeah.
Who's this?
My name's Danny.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling. Basically, I had a bit of information to call you guys for my friend.
Oh, yeah? Who's your friend?
Well, she just watches us, so she never gets in contact.
Is your friend watching us now, do you think?
Yeah, she is.
That feels spooky, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, she's watching you now.
I wonder. Well, then what would you like to say? What can we do for you?
Oh, I'm just ringing basically just to hear your personal opinion on the COVID-19 crisis, really.
Gosh.
I think it's terrible.
Yeah, down with it.
I don't like it, and it's a shame that people are dying.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's terrible, isn't it?
Catherine's dad invented it.
He never.
Yes, he did.
Say that again, sorry.
Catherine's dad invented COVID-19.
No, you can't pin that on old Papa B.
It's a terrible situation, but I'm optimistic that hopefully maybe this time next year we will be a lot freer than we are at the moment.
See, I think it's all a man-made myth.
It's a what, sorry?
You think it's man-made?
Personally, I reckon it's all man-made. It's a myth. It's set up to take.
Hang on a minute, because you're talking bollocks. You've said two things. First of all, you said it's man-made, and you've said it's a myth. So,
yeah.
Do you think that the virus doesn't exist?
But this is the thing, you see.
No, it's just answer the question. Do you think the virus doesn't exist?
This is the thing. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Why are so many people dying?
Because they have COVID-19, the disease that you get from the coronavirus.
Yeah, but this is the thing, you see. We've had many viruses in this country in the past.
Correct,
and
correct.
No other virus has killed people like coronavirus.
Well, that's incorrect, because there have been many viruses that have killed people. And then do you know what we did to help defeat those viruses? We created a vaccine. And viruses are different. Some viruses are quite strong and kill people. Some viruses lay you low for a little bit. Some viruses do hardly anything. But I'm just curious as to, so you believe the virus exists. How do you think these people are dying? Are they being murdered?
Of course they're not being murdered. This goes about, it's an infection, isn't it?
Well, it's a virus.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you think these people are dying then?
Well, this is the thing that I'm asking you, that obviously I can't understand personally.
Well, I don't know what you're asking me. Are you asking me how people are dying?
No, I'm not asking you how people are dying. What I'm trying to say to you is, so many people are dying.
Yes.
But we've had many viruses in this country.
But some viruses are different strengths. Some viruses, yes. I believe glandular fever is a virus. I had that. I had it quite badly. I had to go to hospital with glandular fever. But not many people die of glandular fever. Not everyone dies of cancer. There are different types of cancer.
Yeah.
There are different types of diseases, different types of viruses. So yeah. I don't understand why you can't quite grasp that. And you think it's a man-made myth.
I definitely think it's... I think it's definitely man-made, yes.
We need to be specific because man-made myth, I think there should be... They're two different things. So you think the virus was made by humans?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And what's your evidence of that?
Basically, to take back control of the country.
Okay, so just this country?
It's just the population.
And what about all the other countries?
Yeah, you see, maybe they haven't thought of that yet.
Okay. Honestly, it feels like playing tennis with a man who's got both arms tied behind his back. So I'm going to say that I know that you're talking complete and utter bollocks, and I'm going to let you go.
Okay. So.
I just think that your attitude is dangerous and that it's killing people, but this does not feel like an even playing field. So I wish you the best of luck. I hope none of your family get it. And stay safe. Wash your hands, wear a mask and social distance.
And you.
You're very welcome. It just didn't feel
no.
that we were, 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. My hair is looking great. It's looking great, isn't it? How has it gone into this style? Look, I'm getting a little bit of length at the back. I'm loving it. I was having a bath today and I was loving it.
Well, I mean, there is a known phenomenon, isn't there, whereby as soon as you are preparing to get your hair cut again, you know, your monthly, six weekly, whatever it might be, haircut.
Yeah.
The day before you're supposed to be getting your hair done, your hair will be the best it's ever been.
I'm never getting it cut again.
Yeah.
Hello, caller.
Hiya, Ian.
Hiya. Who's that? Who's that? Who is it? Goes, hiya. It's a Vic Reeves character, isn't it?
Wavy Davy.
Wavy Davy. Hiya, Vic.
Hiya. It turned out to be the devil, didn't he, Wavy Davy?
I think he did, yeah.
Satan himself.
Hello, hiya. Frida.
Hiya. I wanted to tell you something. You were talking about sex robots, right? Because I've just been stuck in the house.
Something's been stuck in you by the sounds of it. Now, be careful, because we are now very TOS compliant, so let's be careful.
I bought this thing off the internet. Right, I sent you a link, actually.
Please tell me it's not secondhand.
No, it's brand new, but it's just so powerful. But I've had to tame it a bit. I've called it Marvin, the paranoid sex robot.
Catherine, I'm letting to a secret. Catherine, we have a secret code here, and Catherine just sunk her nails into my thigh.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
No, I know. No. That's why we're treading with caution.
No, I'm not gonna say anything to you, but because I've not been able to like go out or meet anyone, and I'm single, and I'm just stuck in a flat on my own in Manchester, I thought, mm-hmm. Oh, this might be fun.
It was either that or the arm of the chair.
So I signed up for this website where you can sort of, you know, view other people, and people can view you. I'm just really paranoid somebody from work might see me.
Well, I mean, if they dob you in, then they're dobbing themselves in, aren't they?
So you work on cam, or is this a pleasure?
It started off as a bit of a laugh, but you can sign up where you can get tokens. So people can send you, like, it doesn't really amount to much money, but people can send you, like, a token, and it builds up, like, with 5,000 tokens, and it's kind of addictive.
Wow. And these tokens, but you can convert that to money, I'm guessing.
You can if you want to, eventually, yeah, but you've got to get over a certain amount.
Of course you have.
I think, like, 5,000 tokens is about a fiver.
Flip it.
Sounds like a bit of a swizz. I'm sure there are other more effective ways of monetizing.
Well, you know, I spoke to you a while ago because I was, like, coming out as trans and stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was like, because I've just not been able to go out and see anyone, and I'm like, I've got to dress up and put makeup on, and
of course.
So I've turned myself into a bit of a, I don't know what the word is really, but I'm just enjoying myself on the internet when I'm off work, because there's nothing else to do. Because I come in from work on a weekday, and I put you guys on, but I don't normally watch. I just put it on to my Bluetooth, so it's like you're on the radio.
Well, thank you for that. You're not. It's not.
Stop.
Marvin's not now, is he?
No. He's good. In the box. That's weekend fun when you guys are not on.
Well, listen,
I wouldn't do it in front of you guys.
I was going to say, right, because I'm a bit strange. No, I don't think I am strange. I think I'm right-minded. I can't do anything like that when someone I know or vaguely know is on the radio.
Oh,
I can't.
Gosh.
I once made love to Nick Ferrari. That's a true story.
Well, you know, I used to listen to talk radio, and you just don't want to be doing something like that when you accidentally get Mike Graham. He talks out of his cloaca most of the time.
So. Cloaca!
Oh, well, we have the word cloaca there.
But I didn't think I'd be the kind of person that would, like, go in for that kind of thing, but I think lockdown has sort of drove me to it. Because I don't have a partner and I don't have any sort of social life.
Yeah.
If you're happy, if everyone's happy, then that's what it's all about. Experiment, play. I guess there is kind of a discovery of, you know, changes and physicality and all of those kind of things. Go for it. Go for it, Frida.
It's kind of, well, you know, it kind of is superficial, but you know, when people compliment you, like, on the internet, it does feel quite nice. And almost,
I often compliment Catherine on her internet. I think you've got a great internet, Catherine.
Thanks very much.
I love your nail polish. It's looking really
It's good,
nice.
Isn't it? Kath did this. I love it. I love it. I love kind of the darker, slightly shinier colours, I think.
A bit more rock and roll.
I think this is fantastic. I want more of this. Well, I'm getting less embarrassed about it. I was in college today. I didn't give a shit.
Well, anyway, did I tell you about, because, you know, when I spoke to you, I was like a bit anxious about seeing my parents at Christmas and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I spoke to my dad, and he won't call me Frieder. He'll still call me my old name. But I think my dad has kind of got to that point now where he's seen everything and he's kind of nothing is bothering him anymore. It's like, as long as you're happy. And like when I was there at Christmas, I was just leaving and he put like 20 quid and he said in my hand, he goes, look after yourself.
Oh,
and that was like my dad sort of like, it doesn't feel like acceptance, but it felt like, you know, he didn't have a problem with me, and that's all I could ask for at the time, you know.
It's sometimes with older people, you have to interpret small gestures can have a lot more significance to them. And I would imagine that slipping you 20 quid and saying look after yourself is perhaps his way of saying I still love you.
Treat yourself to something.
Because when I spoke to you, I was really anxious about it. I don't know if you could tell, but I was kind of like, because I said, oh, I don't know, my dad, because my mum's always been supportive and she's always been pretty chill about everything. And my dad's sort of the opposite. But it kind of feels like, because I've got past that now, and now I can speak to my dad on the phone, it's like not a big deal anymore.
So. Sofa Bomb says, 20 quid spent on Marvin. Okay, right. That's enough.
Anyway, I'm just like, so if anybody wants to see me on Cam, the website.
Okay, thanks very much indeed, Frieder. There we go. That's great. That's great news. I'm sure people. Oh, God, there it is. It's popped up.
Certainly has.
I mean, it does look sexy and romantic. It looks like a workbench like with
equipment. It looks like you're going to
bits sticking out.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to. Well, I was going to say drill, but it pretty much is.
Drop and give me 10. Can I make it 20?
Goodness, goodness me! I'm surprised you managed to find the time to call us, to be honest.
If I had something like that, I would be out of here.
Gosh.
0203-286-6370 is the Why is Stan Collymore following you? Why is Stan Collymore following you?
I don't know. Is he following you? Maybe he's trying to get into Twitch.
Oh, look, there's someone getting the electron. What? No. Stan Collymore's not following me.
Mm.
That's amazing.
Well...
Hello, caller. Oh.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
we can.
Good. Hello, Ian. Hello, Kath.
Hello. Who's that?
It's someone watching.
All right, someone watching.
What do you want?
So, well, I just want to say, I'm a bit nervous, actually. There's a lot of people listening to me, isn't there?
It's not our biggest audience.
Most of them are not listening. They're talking to each other, so.
Yeah.
Just act like it's us three.
You've got me through a lot on this this lockdown. Both of you have. You've done really good. My health, and I've written you a little 10-second song. Can I sing it? But
sure.
It's on
as long as it's not a poem.
No,
don't
it's
like
no,
poems.
It's poem.
Songs. I like songs.
Yeah, but there's a catch. I have to sing it. I sing it on helium. Okay.
Okay.
I have no problem with that.
The world is running out of helium, and helium is used in a lot of medical situations.
But I don't condone
this. I think this is worse than showing a man's bum. But there you go.
Okay, you ready? It's going to inhale the helium. Ian Lee,
okay, there we go. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. That was delightful. I enjoyed that. Mm.
I enjoyed the run-up. I thought the dismount was unsatisfactory.
I'm enjoying this. This feels like a phone-in show tonight. This feels like a phone-in.
Mm-hmm.
Show, which is what I want. This bar at the top, we've got two bars. This one is the follower goal. We've currently
this one
got
is a letdown.
15. Well, it's not a letdown. It's the people are a letdown. 15,520. That's 1.55%. We haven't even got up to 1.56% of our total goal. We would like to get, and I truly believe we deserve, 1 million followers with 25 days to go. We got up the game a bit. I say we, I mean you. Got up the game a bit.
Yeah.
Look at this face. Look at that.
I'm not angry. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
You see? Just show us again.
Just feel a little bit let down.
Isn't it?
Mm.
That's your fault. So if you're new here, drop us a follow up.
I'm hearing a lot of numbers, but none of them are the number I want, which is 1 million.
It's just 1 million.
Yeah, just 1 million.
1 million.
You could be one in 1 million.
And of course, as I did say the other day, the person that gets the millionth follower, I'll give you 20 quid out of my own pocket.
20 entire pounds.
That's 2,000 pence.
Yeah.
£20. So pull your finger out your ass and...
wash it and then press.
Well, sniff it first.
Don't.
If
follow
it doesn't, then you'll know if you need to have a wash or not. And then click follow. The other one is up here. And thank you, Michael Gibson, 94, who's donated £3, which is appreciated. Every penny. We're not like some streamers where they say donations of £10 or over. Everything is gratefully appreciated. We would like to get £360, so we're £105 off, to rent a P.O. box number for a year from the post office. It's £360, and that includes them sending the mail to us.
Why do you want a P.O. box, I hear you ask? Well, because everyone's stuck in at the moment, or you should be if you're obeying the hands, face, space and all that, whatever it is this week. So you've got time to send us a nice letter or draw us a picture.
A bit of art. Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
What do you want?
What do you want?
Well, I want you to call in again, but without withholding your number.
And minus the mood and the
right,
tune.
We'll do that, Dad.
Okay. 360 quid, PO box number. We will give you them. Then you can write to us if you want. Michael Gibson. Let's not even go there.
If I get one, I'm going to blame it on you, and I'll send it right back.
If you want to donate, if you're watching on your computer, if you just scroll down, there's a picture of Oliver. Please, sir, can I have some more?
I don't think this lot of culture enough to recognise that reference.
Oh, I think we need a better picture that's less demeaning to everybody involved. And there's the link in the chat, streamlabs.com/TLNA. Streamlabs.com/TLNA. A pound, whatever. And I know times are tough, and we always say this, if you can't afford to donate or sub, that's fine. You're still using a withheld number, mate.
Yeah, because I just tried ringing you without it on.
No, you didn't.
Well, yeah, I did.
Well, you didn't. If you did, it didn't come through to us. Could you try again?
Yeah.
I'll miss you, mate. Bye.
So if you can't, we're here certainly till July the 19th at least. When is our meeting with Farhan? Was it
17th?
Okay, I thought it was this week for some reason.
Oh, yoy. Have you seen they're making a new Oliver Twist film? They've made it. Michael Caine's in it. So is Rita Ora. And it's called simply Twist.
I won't watch. Again, still the withheld number, buddy.
Yeah, because every time I ring you, you don't answer.
It doesn't come up on my screen. Tell you what, let's just... I doubt it's going to be any good, so let's just get on with it.
No, I was just ringing to tell you the only reason you're famous is because you got bullied.
Okay, carry on.
Toasty.
You mean carry on? What you got to say?
I've got to say, is that it?
Exactly. You can't say no.
Well, no, because I have nothing to say. What? I have nothing to say to it.
How did you think this conversation was going to go? What are you hoping?
And Tammy Dodgers, you fat prick.
Sorry?
And you rubbed bare Tammy Dodgers, didn't you?
No, strawberries.
Where they? I can't remember.
No, you can't because you're a thick twat.
It's called fruit.
Well, not really, mate.
Okay. Anything else you want to say? Because this call isn't going great, but carry on, please.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed it, to be fair.
Enjoyed what?
Laughing at you for being famous about getting bullied.
Can you do me a favour? I know you don't know how to use a phone properly without withholding your number. Could you at least speak into the phone so that we can hear you? Because I can't really...
All you're only famous because you got bullied, you fat prick.
Okay, sing it.
What do you mean sing? I'm not singing for you, you daft twat.
Okay, carry on. Keep it coming.
What do you mean keep it coming?
Well, how are you feeling? How is this making you feel?
Fucking amazing.
Why does it feel make you feel fucking amazing?
I just find it funny how you're famous for getting bullied.
You've said that, but I want to focus on the feeling. Why is you That's saying that funny. Making you feel fucking amazing?
It's just funny. Surely you'd rather be famous for like something else.
I don't care. As long as I'm getting paid, and I got paid a lot of money to be on that show, so I don't care. You do whatever you want to me. For that amount of money, you can do it. You humiliate me, do whatever you want. I bought this house with that money.
So how much did you get?
It was none of your business.
There you go, then. Why are you trying to tell me
it's
God?
More. It's probably more than your dad earns in 5 years. It's not bad, is it? Just for getting bullied and stealing some jammy dodgers. It's not bad.
So you got paid a lot for getting bullied, yeah?
Yeah. Yes, I did. I'm so grateful for it. So grateful for it.
Can I ask you something? Are you all right?
Yeah, you, babe.
I'm fine, thanks, sweet pea. Why are you spending your Thursdays ringing up strangers on the internet like sort of a dog barking at buses?
What?
What? Yeah. Okay, mate, thanks for your call.
Okay.
You'll ring back.
I didn't get paid quite that much money, but sometimes you're going to up the ante a little bit there. But I did.
Isn't that interesting that someone... Well, you know what that is.
Three years ago.
Yeah, but jealous.
Jealousy. It's either the thing I found with people that... Funny enough, I was talking about crying on I'm a Celebrity Today in college. We were talking about racket emotions. And what a racket emotion is in a tennis racket. It's an inauthentic emotion. And it is... It's often passed down through families. Families will often be, hey, the boys in our family, we do not cry.
Uh-huh.
The girls dress like pretty girls. You know, those kind of things. Those are extreme examples. Girls dress like girls and they are not tough and the boys do not cry.
Everyone stays in emotion. Their lane.
Yeah, that's a racket emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about that and I said, oh God, well, I cried on a big TV show. And I got a lot of support for it, but I also got a significant amount of abuse. I didn't think that 2 years and 3 months later... 27 months later, I'd still be getting abuse.
Well, I do because there's a lot of very fragile men out there who obviously I'm putting this out there. And how are we going to know? Because this person was so brave with their, I don't know what that was, attack that they decided that they weren't going to put their name or their number. Right. But obviously someone's feeling a little bit threatened and rattled at the moment. And they've decided to go and be abusive to someone who they think is above them in some way. And I think that he thought he was punching up there.
Yeah.
And it was funny because everyone else would be with him. Now, looking at the chat, he's picked the wrong room.
But also, so the abuse I've had, Frida, if people want to DM, that's fine, but not in the chat, please. It's from men, it's either jealousy or some kind of emotional or sexual attraction. Mm-hmm. And that is fine. There's three things. It's jealousy, emotional sexual attraction, or the frustration that they are not allowed to express that feeling themselves, that they would love to be able to cry in front of people. But because of something, generally dads, not always, generalising a lot, but because of the role they have been given, racket emotion, they... are unable to do that. So the jealousy comes from, I'm jealous that you're able to express yourself. Yeah. Like, I'm jealous you're able to wear nails. I should have asked him what he thought about the nails.
It's when people behave like that, and obviously his main thing was, you got bullied, right? Why is that still bothering him 3 years on?
Yeah.
It's that whole thing of, they say, don't they, if it's hysterical, it's historical. If something about someone else is bothering you so much...
I'm sorry, this is my mate. Pippine says, wow, is that a bucket, Kath? How dare you talk about a vagina like that?
He's not talking was about it? My vagina.
I'm so sorry. I misread the situation.
One of our former colleagues was sneering at someone else today for having one of these going, who thinks it's going to help him lose weight? Okay. Let me tell you something about
James
this.
Whale?
It was someone further back in history.
Oh.
Drinking more water. You'll be surprised how many times you think that now. You are peckish when actually you're thirsty. He's helped me a lot.
I'm on it. Does your father wear fingernails?
Yeah, but there's that thing, you know, why does it bother you so much? Why can't you just let someone get on with their life and recognise that, yeah, maybe they're different? Tell you who is the most adorable person on TV at the moment, and it's all about crying. Not you. Keith from the Great Pottery Throwdown.
Okay.
This man is regularly so moved by someone else, the beauty of other people's work.
Excuse me, best second belt.
That he goes, right, for example, they'll bring their pottery forward and they'll go. This is so beautifully done. You've captured this exactly. He's great and it's meant, right? It's meant. And it is the most beautiful thing. I would rather go to the pub with that guy than whoever that prick was.
0203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You're very, very welcome too. And again, we were talking in college today about that thing. Of you can't make me feel anything. You say to me, Ian, I think you're crap. I think you're crap.
Yeah.
In the past, I might have gone, oh, that's made me feel... You've made me feel sad saying that. Or you've made me angry.
Yeah.
But it's a thing that I kind of... A therapist a long time ago said to me, and I'm still getting to terms with it, is Catherine says, Ian, you're crap. I can say, gosh, when I hear you say that, I feel sad. But me saying, you've made me sad, doesn't work. No one, and this is true, and it's a concept to grasp, no one can make me feel anything. I choose how I feel and react to what is said to me. Now, Catherine's saying, Ian, I think you're crap. Okay, well, I could feel sad at that, but that's not because she said that. That might be because something that happened as a kid, coupled with something in school, coupled with losing a job, all of these things. And I allow myself to feel sad. And a few years ago, sometimes a call like that would hit and, you know, you go, oh, God. But now, with that call, I don't feel anything. I feel sorry for the guy.
I think that spoke volumes about him.
Yeah, but and it's, I can't get it all the time. I get it now. 8 times out of 10,
mm-hmm.
when someone says something to me, I get that they're not making me feel something. I'm allowing myself. And with time and with practice and with meditation and with prayer or whatever, one can train oneself to go, oh, that's interesting you think I'm crap. And I just wondered where that came from. And that can be, if you're in a partnership, like a marriage or a business or whatever, and your roles have been, I think you're crap. Well, you've made me angry. Fuck you. Well, no, you've made me sad. If one of you then breaks that role and starts going, oh, okay, it's interesting you think I'm crap.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know why you're telling me that now. The other person either comes along with that and learns, or the relationship.
I was thinking about that and the kind of reaction we had to that fella, although I did kind of turn to go and F himself in the end. But
that's okay.
I'm not sorry about that. I hope he does. Maybe it'll release a little bit of the angry tension there. But I'm learning to get, when people come on like that who are being aggressive, who come in swinging and picking a fight, I'm learning to get curious rather than get angry. And I recognise that my reaction in the past has been to get very defensive because I was back in the playground, because it was bullies, because it was, right, better use that smart mouth to get out of this situation because you
Evening,
are...
Manny.
Because you're being threatened. And now I try and do that less. Now I try and get quiet and curious rather than angry and shouty.
And it does, I don't always, you know, I'm not like some Buddha that gets it, and, you know, criticism doesn't always kind of slide off my back. You know, sometimes it still hits. If I'm having a bad day, if I'm tired, if I've been grouchy with the kids, if I've had some bad news, it can still hit. And I might get a tweet and I go, oh, shit. God, I am a failure. Happens less and less and less and less, though, because I'm responsible for how I feel. I'm responsible for how I feel. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing. We have some people to thank. Some people have donated. Floss has donated a fiver.
Thanks,
you see it
Floss.
Pop up there. Thank you. Il Hippo, thank you. And Dee Whittrip has donated a fiver. Love your show. We love you.
And thanks to everyone who's followed recently as well, and everyone who's followed ever. We appreciate it. It's really appreciated.
0203 286 6370. This is the only phone-in show on Twitch. And if you want to phone up and have a go at me because you didn't like my performance on a very silly, if incredibly popular reality TV show over 2 years ago, I'm cool with that. But I would ask you why you want to do that.
Mm.
But if you want to phone up and just, you know, you can. It just says, Ian, Mods, can you tell Ian he's forgotten to do the sponsors?
Oh, I haven't. He hasn't.
We do the sponsors 2 or 3 times a show, and it's 9 o'clock. We've got plenty of time. We got plenty of time. And the VPN, we don't have to do, we do 2 or 3 times a week. What if we want to phone up to tell you we love you? Oh, God, I can't, can't handle that. Can't handle that. Hey, £5 from Lorna. Looking for, oh, Lorna, no refunds, but she says, looking for to writing you a proper letter.
Well,
I'm hoping you learn how to write properly.
Maybe she's joking. Just from the past. I'm looking
joking.
For to write you a proper
That's
letter.
That's very, very kind. We are, God, we're £85 away from having a PO
it's
box.
Happen.
That's exciting.
It's happen.
Like a proper business.
Yeah. Exciting. Just going back to that thing again, just while we're being great sages and all that. The most empowering thing I've learned, and I'm trying to remember for the last couple of years, is that what other people think of you is none of your business, right? Don't need to know. Don't need to know if you think I'm a minger. Don't need to know if you fancy me. Don't need to know if you think I'm a smart ass. Don't need to know if you think I'm thick. It's none of my business, and I can have no control over what they think.
No.
I just have to know that I'm doing the best I can. That's it.
Yeah.
So, you know, since then, you know, I'll have a go in the dressing up box and, you know, wear what I want. I'm not thinking someone's going to think I look like a knobhead.
Have you got a dressing up box?
Yeah, I have.
Can I have a play?
I don't think it'll fit you.
Do you still write for Retro Gamer, says Simi? Yes, I do, and I just got my thing in today saying I owe them one, so I shall do one over the weekend. Oh. Hey, Sinjin, love you both, you silly sausages. Thank you.
Listen to this, El Boydo in the chat. One of the hardest things I had to learn to deal with was handling some students who did have that toxic masculinity, fragile, where they would say hurtful things. Thankfully, the dynamic meant I could approach it, but I felt bad for many students prior to catching on who had to experience it, but for whatever reason were unable to say anything. But you also, imagine what that kid's home life is, where they think that's what a man is. It's a shame, isn't it?
I haven't fed the cats, just remembered.
I'm sure they'll remind you.
0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you are very, very welcome to. You can Skype us on TLNA.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of phone calls tonight.
Yeah.
Who was that? Oh, because there's a subscription, Summer Horizon. Thank you. We've had more phone calls than most radio shows on TalkSport. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 phone calls.
Well, probably about 20, but if you include those three kind of aborted ones by that fella.
Yeah. The player well known. Right, I have to go. I don't want to because the show is great. Magic Marcus, thank you for the £5. But see you on Patreon on Saturday. Yes, on Patreon on Friday. If you're a £16 and above, you are invited to have a dinner with me. Lunch tomorrow, Friday. It's Friday, isn't it, tomorrow? I'm so confused.
It is, yeah, all day.
Friday, I think it's 1 o'clock. And
toasty.
Thank you very much. Oh, I've only got 21. Oh, thank you. Mum's off the phone now. Hopefully this goes through. Thank you. £55 away. Lunch tomorrow at 1 o'clock, I think it is, and then dinner on Saturday. It's 6 or 7, it's an early dinner. And we just sit around on Zoom for about an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, bring some food. Last time I was the only one eating. You can have your camera off, you can keep quiet if you want. We just have a chat, really. There's not many people there. I think for the lunch last time, there was only one person there.
Sunset Stealer, people choose to feel hurt is verging on victim blaming, to be honest, no. And then there is a point, but it applies to certain situations. And once someone has got to a position of strength, if someone isn't there yet, not their fault, or if the other person is being extremely cruel, etc., then you can't choose your reaction. And I think it's awful to suggest you can.
Okay, that's your opinion. I disagree with it. But thank you for sharing that. I disagree strongly with that. I'd have to give it some more thought, but yeah, I disagree with it. But thank you very much for sharing it. If you want to join the Patreon, patreon.com/IanLee. Where did that come out? I didn't see that in the chat.
I saw that there was a response, yeah, so then I sort of worked out where that came from.
All right, well.
It's an interesting thought.
Okay, well done.
And the fact that you think it's awful is on you.
Yeah. I wonder why you think that's awful. I mean, but, you know, that's what I believe. That's what.
It's not the same as gaslighting someone and saying, why are you saying I hit you when you blatantly did and then you're trying to... It's not the same thing at all. I think there's a subtle
thing. If you want to phone up and have a chat about it, I'm happy. It's difficult to do it like this. But if you want to phone up, I'd love to phone up and have a chat with you. Hello, caller, turn your Twitch off, please.
If you want to phone up, I'd love to
have a chat with
you. Hello? Yeah, turn your stream off, please.
Do I need to turn off Twitch?
Yes, please. That would be the third time I've asked, yes.
I'll not to make sure I do that. Does that work?
How may we help you this evening, caller?
Long-time listener, big fan. Just wondered about your opinion on mushrooms. You know, like shrooms.
Yes, you mean psychedelics? Yes.
Yeah.
I just wondered how you felt
about that because they really seem to be. To me, very safe.
Right.
And in a controlled way, beneficial to people.
Well, there have been some... What did Sunset say now? I'm confused.
Okay, maybe I will phone in a bit. Well, do it or don't. It's cool, but we're not having this conversation like that.
It was someone suffering domestic abuse or otherwise extreme act chooses their reaction. Is that really what you're saying?
It's
the opposite of what we're saying. Okay.
But call in and we can say that. Dang. But do you want me to say it? I'm going to say, short one-word answer, yes. Call him.
Oh.
Well, there have been some scientific studies that seem to prove that controlled use of small amounts of what we call magic mushrooms can mm-hmm. help with depression. I believe the phrase that is being used is it reboots or resets the brain.
Yeah.
I haven't read too much about it, but I know that these are proper official studies. It's just not some hippie in a caravan. I cannot use magic mushrooms anymore. I have used them in the past. I once had a great psychedelic conversation mm-hmm. with my cat while I was off my face. But I cannot use magic mushrooms because I am a drug addict.
Yeah. I mean, they seem pretty safe. And most people have positive.
Yes, okay. I had positive on there, but I cannot use any mood-altering substance apart from prescription medication because I am an addict.
Well, no. Yeah, sure. Some people can't and shouldn't use them, but yeah. I just feel that they're pretty safe in the big scheme of... mind.
Well, they're certainly safer than LSD or trips or microdots or any of those things because magic mushrooms are naturally occurring, and those things, the other things, of course, are made in laboratories, and you never know quite what is mm-hmm. in there. It's certainly a more chilled psychedelic experience. I was a big fan of the psychedelics, I would suggest if you're going to do them. Certainly the first time, do them with other people.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome indeed.
That sounded like you just giving him permission.
He's probably tripping, and I didn't want to give him a bad trip. Absolutely, big guy for use is absolutely wrong, Ian. I have no idea what you're talking about. There's a delay. So if you're going to say something in the chat, phone up and say it. Phone up and say it. Can't get chemically addicted to mushrooms. Well, no, you can't get chemically addicted. I don't know what chemical addiction is. You can get addicted to mushrooms. Hello, caller.
Hi, sir. My friend Leda wants to know if you can unblock her because she's trying to get in contact with the show and you blocked her.
There isn't a hope in hell that Layla will ever get back in
touch. Oh, God, not Layla. No, she's...
And if she's your friend, I'd look after her a bit better because she's
not well.
She's not a happy person.
Yeah.
No, she just said, could you ring and see if they will unblock me?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. She was thoroughly unpleasant. And she knows what she did. She was thoroughly unpleasant.
And she kept doing it, and she keeps doing it.
See, I didn't know what she did, so I apologise.
Okay.
No, don't you apologise.
I would suggest, listen, if you want to call up and spout your dangerous bullshit that's killing people about COVID and talk out your ass, that's great. You can do that. Don't do that. Don't phone up and spout your dangerous bullshit, and don't phone up to talk about Layla. Anything else, groovy, we're there.
Thank you.
All okay. right, Danny. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
0203-286-6370. Just because it's natural, whatever, doesn't make it better, more safe. Okay, you win. Okay.
Also, the flying lizard, the alcoholics are out in force tonight. You're making a lot of assumptions there.
A big guy for you. If you want to call up and talk about it, I'm really happy to. But yeah, it does make. I'm going to say it does make it safer. Yes, a naturally grown mushroom is significantly safer than taking an LSD 25 trip that you've bought off some dude called Keith, the back of a club in Camden. It's infinitely safer. I'm not saying it's completely safe. Didn't say that. What you need to do is you need to listen, big guy for you. You need to listen. And to make it easier for you to listen, I'm gonna block you from the chat because I think that typing and talking, I just don't think it's helping you. Typing and listening is not really working for you. So now you can just listen, okay? Now you can just listen. And hopefully you'll be able to hear what I'm saying, not what you want me to say or what you think I'm saying. That makes it easy.
There's a bit of that tonight, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. It's like a phoning show.
Again, it's kind of people wanting to be offended, almost.
Oh, Pip Pined, £25.
Thank you.
Coded Raving, I don't think we said thank you for your £5. I can't help with the million subscriber target, but £5, 20 quid away from getting a P.O. box number. I am so excited. So excited. This is like a proper phoning show tonight.
It is a bit, isn't it?
Can someone find the Patreon?
A lot of people who know Keith are very surprised that that's what he's been doing in Camden.
There we go. There's the Patreon if people want to join in for that. Layla, anyway. I mean,
doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter.
But I think I've put it right in the hope in hell.
Yeah, that one's not happening. Friday, though, we are. Jam shuttle, £10.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Friday, it. Oh no, hang on. Friday. Oh, let's take this call.
Let's do that.
Let's do this.
Friday, we will be looking at the on-band requests.
Hello there.
Oh yeah. My name's Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Do you know much about the cancod?
I don't know what it is, no.
Cancod. Basically, it's a card that you register for with your GP, where you can gain access to medical-based marijuana treatments legally in the UK.
Okay.
What they've basically done is it's a young lady called Carly that set up a group on Facebook. And she's got the back end of the Police Federation, where every force in the UK has been told about the CanCard.
Right.
It's only issued to medical certified users. So those that would be allowed to get a private prescription.
Right.
That can't afford like £2,500 a month to obviously sustain it. It gives them access to it. So I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but it's something that, would raise a point of interest.
Okay. You've raised it. Thank you.
Love the show, by the way. Loving it.
Thank you very much indeed. Dave, we made our limit. Dave, Dogface Boy, has donated £10.
Thank you.
We're getting a P.O. box. I'm sorting that out tomorrow. I think it takes a few days to set up. I'm sorting that out tomorrow. Next week, P.O. box 9847. Right, let's work on the 1 million. No, Richard, it wasn't 1 million followers. No. We made the top target. We didn't make the bottom target. We didn't make the bottom target. You lot are the best. I'm getting a P.O. box. And look, I've got a clean... See the T-shirt? Stain's gone. How did I do that? You didn't even notice. You didn't even notice, did you? You didn't even notice. When did I do that? You've got no idea. We're getting a P.O. box.
It's
I'm
magic.
Genuinely thrilled about that. You made the same noise that my phone does when it vibrates.
Mm.
There we go. I'm genuinely... Do we get a live opening of the boxes? Oh, God, totes. Yeah, the post is going to be opened live. P.O. boxes, letters and parcels, guys. What's with the police at? I'm a police officer. 0203.
He's the fun police. That's what I've been all day. Get back to work, kids.
Oh, so, speaking of mushrooms. Hey, man.
Which one of the seven dwarves are you today?
Hello. Can you hear me today?
We can hear you today, yes.
What's happening there? What's this?
Well, you know that you might have another one of them talent competitions.
Yeah. Yes, mate.
Yeah. So, right, I've decided to go full hippie. And...
Oh, is that what this is?
I thought it was Wee Willy Winky.
Running through the town.
Upstairs and downstairs in his nightgown.
Now then, just hold hard a minute.
Okay, I will.
Gosh, is this part of the thing?
So...
This is the best phoning show we have ever done, ever.
Is that cheese or a pumice stone there?
He can't see. I think it's Marvin.
Gosh, there's some space boobs above.
Yes, man. What would you like, man?
Well, what it is that I want to say to your viewers and listeners that they should look forward to your next entertainment show, because not only will I be looking like
tonight
this
was an entertainment show.
Dressed for the part, but I'll be playing my organ
Oh my God.
How do you feel about that?
Catherine, Alistair, can I ask you a personal question? Please don't be offended. Would that be okay?
Go on then.
You've not started drinking again, have you, mate?
No.
This is what sobriety does to us. I don't want it anymore.
I am going crazy. I'm seeing the mental health... Well, not seeing them. They're ringing me next week.
Yeah.
To talk about shit. But, no, yes. I'm going to...
That's the best description.
Is that what they put in the email?
Alistair, we're going to talk. We need to talk about some shit. But Roger says, I think Alistair needs an intervention. I think we're way beyond that. We are way beyond that.
So
can everyone else see that background, or do I need an intervention?
You look brilliant, man. You look absolutely brilliant.
The other thing was...
Not called Keith, are they?
Night last night.
Yeah.
Do you remember you raided...
MZ.
You raided...
MZ.
A couple streaming weeks and weeks ago.
Oh, the musicians.
Yes,
we raided them again this week, I think.
Yeah,
the two older musicians.
No, the two younger ones. Well, one younger. Yeah, they're both younger.
Okay.
It was a long time ago, though, and it was like maybe 2 or 3 weeks after you'd started raiding others.
Okay.
As a result of that, I started following them. And I learned that they actually released, they're just about to release their first new full-size album, right?
Oh,
full-size album.
They're going to drop an album.
Is that about that big, the full-size ones?
I ordered. And the band, they go under the name, a couple of streamers, the name of their act is ACS. And... they've released an album called Shapeshifter, and I got it through the post, and they've included some nice, a fridge magnet, and some nice bits of artwork, and also the music's wonderful.
Hey, that's good.
And last night they were doing a live set like they do on Twitch,
yeah.
And you could obviously have to pay a bit of money to play requests, some cover requests. And I asked them to play Mazzy Star Into Dust.
Oh.
It was great.
That'll cheer everyone up.
So, well, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's just the thing I need.
It is. That 3 o'clock in the morning is perfect time for
that. That's the thing.
ACS. Someone's just posted the link in the chat if people want to go and have a little look at
that. So I just wanted to make you aware. Also, with your own... appeal for the PO box.
Yeah, made our target.
Do I have to do... How do I contribute to that, please?
You don't need to. We've made the target. We've got 360 quid. We're done.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of the bill comes. Yeah, I'm just going to go to the toilet.
I was going to cover it all. Never mind, next time.
You've been very, very generous. Absolutely no need to. We've made our target. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to... go now, but I'm going to research my hippodom for you.
Don't research it too much, Alistair. Don't research it too much. We'll take that off to tomorrow when I can be bothered, but anything over that, I'll buy us a pizza. But that is great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was, as I often do, I sometimes check out people that retweet me or like a tweet or follow. Yeah. I quite often go down a little rabbit hole of looking at them. And then maybe seeing who they've retweeted and looking at them. I've got down little rabbit holes. Sometimes it can be very revealing. You're quite often just two follows away from a really filthy pervert.
Yes, I find that quite a lot.
Really?
Oh, BAPT.
Hey, BAPT.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, man. Dang. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you're generally one follow away from like a sub slut of some kind. Mm-hmm. And I do. And
I tend to get quite a lot of that. I think that they think I'm. I think they think I'm strident woman.
I tend to get quite a lot of that as well. And then
they just think we're perverts.
Yeah. Well, they can. And then someone followed me today, and her bio in Twitter. Some of it was written in Japanese. Straight away, I'm in.
Yes.
Did you watch the video?
Same. She followed me, so I looked.
Did you watch the
video?
She
was incredible.
I'm going to watch this. I've started following her. I wonder if her little trail is on her Twitch channel.
For a bit of a bios in Japanese, I'm in. Right?
I was intrigued.
I'm in. She thought, why is she following me?
She was working a look, which I always appreciate.
It's a great look. She looked a little bit like how Buddha was represented in Monkey Magic. Here we go. Right,
oh,
here we
I was
go.
Thinking Frida Kahlo with the flowers in her hair.
That's probably a slightly better description. So I don't often do this, but she had a video pinned to the top, and she saw she was on Twitch, and I thought, okay, well, I'm gonna.
Well, exactly, because I feel like it's a bit of a brother stroke sisterhood.
Yeah,
so if someone is expressing an interest by following and they're on Twitch, I feel like I want to see what they're doing.
Eliza Vita Music. Now, can we find? Is that trail?
Elizabetta.
Elizabetta. Thank you. That's it. Right. The trail's not here, so I'm going to go onto Twitter and find it on Twitter, because I watched this and it really, really made me smile. It really made me smile a lot, right? So, it's just like, and then this is the video.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth. Is it on? Hello, I'm Elizabeth, and I play and sing my songs.
I was like, all right, I'm hooked. That voice, well, that wonderful accent.
Here's what I thought. First off, first impressions. That is a look.
It's a great look.
How unhinged is she?
Oh.
Is my thought.
Yes, here we go.
Deliciously.
It's time, it sounds a little better, and I hope you'll sing along. Sometimes I'll make up something on the spot and use my operatic voice. I do my best, so be my guest and I may do a cover of your choice.
That bit was the bit that got me.
Hello, I'm Elizaveta. I used to have a record deal.
This bit got
now
me.
I am on Twitch within your reach. When you subscribe, I'll bring the vibe. So catch me when I'm going live.
Happy birthday!
Sitting here.
Live stream all over the world. The ducks. Come on, you guys.
The
ducks.
There's so much going on.
She's great.
But for me, it's the shark. Look at the shark. It's the shark. So I followed her on Twitch. But I think, is she streaming from Tokyo? Is she based in Tokyo? She's in Japan, which means she'll be streaming like, sort of in the like 2, 3, 4 in the morning, I think. If I've got my Japan timings are tough for the UK over here, but let's share the link for the girl. Yeah, totally.
She's so good.
We will find a way of making it work. But she said in this. I love that I had a record contract, but now I'm on Twitch. You know,
there's a lot of that about. You know,
and. Yeah. Anyway, so I just found her fascinating. I thought that was a great little advert. So if you want to go and follow her, guys and gals, on here, we'll do it. I don't quite know how we're going to link up because of the time, but we will find a way. Is what I'm saying. We will find
She's
a way
so good.
To do it. Isn't she brilliant?
Yeah.
And then when she also, there was so much, when she, my operatic voice thing, oh, this is, she's really good. She's really good. BAPT, thank you. Skinny Jean Gardner, thank you. What a night. Let us talk about our sponsors, please. The show,
go on.
So if you want to sponsor the show, we do it for, it's hundreds of pounds, right? A few hundred quid. And someone got in touch. It went to the spam. It said, I know people that you used to work with, knows Helen Lee.
Right.
Or knew Helen Lee and Trevor. And I'd like to advertise this thing. And I was with the kids and I made the mistake of replying with the kids. And I said, right, hello, Josh. I said, well, it's a few hundred pounds for a week. But if you book 4 weeks, we give you a little bit of a discount. And he came back and said, okay, I'll go for the 4 month option. I went, oh, I think you mean the 4 weeks. He said, no, you said 4 months. And I typed 4 months.
Oh, dear.
For the price of 4 weeks. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. My bad. I shouldn't send emails like this when I'm trying to focus on the kids. It's that for 4 weeks. And he said, ah, okay, that changes things. I'm out. But I did think, I made a mistake, but you can do the maths. It's basically, what I've said quoted for 4 months is the original thing times 4
With a little bit taken off. We've quite a chunk taken off, if I'm honest.
Yeah, but that's
so I apologise for that.
Do you know what? Best we get that sorted straight away.
Exactly. So if you want to advertise with us, you can. It's a few hundred quid a week. If you book a month, we do a discount. It's a month, not 4 months. And you get two or three mentions a show. You'll get a tweet. You get all kinds of stuff like that. Tonight we're just going to do. We've got one sponsor.
Mm-hmm. It's Abbey Care.
Hello, Georgie boy. What are you doing? I've got George here. Hang on. Let's just. Where's that camera gone? Where's video capture device? No, it's that one. Oh, there we go. There's George Cam. There's Georgie Cam. Hello, George. Look at that. Magnificent. You can't really see him. Look at that face. Hello. My name is George. And I'm sitting on the keyboard right now. George? Look at that face. George is the most annoying of the cats.
Well, he's kind of a puppy, isn't he? George.
My little baby.
Very food motivated, very affectionate, very clumsy.
Can't move that camera now. Yes, I can. Right, talk to me about Abbey Care, who are fab, and we'll have a little look at their website tomorrow. Let's do that tomorrow.
They are specialist addiction clinics. They have bases in Glasgow and Gloucester.
Bases, like underground bunkers.
Bases, yeah.
Come here, darling.
For turning people's lives around. So if you're in a situation where whatever you're doing is becoming unmanageable and it's time for a change. It's not cheap, but if you tell them that you saw this advert here with us, you'll get 25% off and it's an investment in your future. And that's Abbey Care Group, and their phone number is there, if you can see it. But have a look at abbeycare.co.uk. You'll see loads of lovely pictures.
I want to unban that guy that I was arguing with about mushrooms. How do I do an unbanning?
Did you ban him?
Yeah, I banned him because he was getting on my nerves. But
oh dear, you astound me. Was he going on in the chat?
I mean, a little bit. Mm-hmm. He did a sarcastic thank you, and I pretended to apologise to him. But I don't know how to do it.
I do.
Here, it's big boy UK or something.
Oh, but I was going to say he's been on the radar for a while.
Oh, has he? Has he been on the radar? Oh, in that case, he's gone then. Fine, I don't realise that. The snake is fine. Swaby's fine. Snake is fine. The boys, I had the boys all week, and they went tonight. And I was out in the freezing cold with their mum. I was going, boys. We're just saying goodbye to Swavey. You don't like Swavey.
I'm just not a big snake. He's getting
bigger.
I'm not a big snake fan.
He's growing. He's great. So this is what we're doing on Friday. This is what I was trying to say.
All right. The Judge Boyle's Judgment Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, the court is now in session.
Yes.
And so what is... Explain... To the uninitiated,
okay. That is... Well, if you're uninitiated, it means that you're not causing problems in the chat. Basically, the chat on this show is so important because it's kind of the base from which we grow the show. And if people are being dicks in the chat and the chat gets polluted and people feel like they can't say stuff, then the show is stunted. So
what is the rule for the chat?
Don't be a dick.
That's it.
It's really simple.
Same for the callers. Let's see how this one goes. Hello, caller.
Hello, Ian. Can we post stuff to your real address?
Sorry?
Can we post stuff to your real address?
Well, do you know it?
Yes.
What's the number?
I don't want to say on.
Say the number.
Say it.
Say the number.
2.
Oh. Witnessed.
It's not 2. But nice try, but it's not a 2.
This is a Rabbit Hole production.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.